Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Jeremiah is one of the longest books in the Bible. And the reason why it's a little bit wordy is because Jeremiah didn't write it. No, he had a secretary, Baruch. And after Baruch wrote down all the words that Jeremiah spoke to him, he told Baruch, "I want you to go to the temple and read the book to the people." And in the book, it discusses the oncoming disaster of the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile into a foreign country in Babylon and the oppressive nation that would be against them for many years. Naturally, the people did not like what they heard, so they brought the book to the king of Jerusalem, and of course, the king did not like it. So what he decided to do was he burnt the book one page at a time. And the reason why he ripped and burnt the book one page at a time is to make absolutely sure that every word was destroyed. But doesn't the king know that you can't destroy the word of God? You can't let the word of God go up in a puff of smoke. So God returned back to Jeremiah, and he said to Jeremiah, "Look, I want you to write the book again." Well, of course, Jeremiah didn't have to do it. He had a poor secretary. He had to do it, Baruch. Now, I want you to imagine if you are Baruch and you have to rewrite this book. You're thinking to yourself, well, it didn't go over very well the first time. I don't think that the second edition is going to have any much success. 70 years later, somebody saw the book, blew off the dust off of it, and read it. And they were absolutely amazed, because every single thing that Jeremiah predicted in that book happened. And if all the disasters that Jeremiah predicted happened, then perhaps for sure that what God said about the restoration of Israel, about the hope that he was going to bring about, and that the rest and the reconciliation between them, was going to give them a pure heart and a new spirit and a new covenant. Jeremiah became the official book, the go-to book for all hope. You know, when the Patriots were losing in a game, and when Tom Brady threw an interception about 1 minute before the end of the game, 40,000 fans immediately got up and left. I called my father the next day, and he says, "You're watching the game, right? When Tom Brady threw the interception at the end of the game, what did you do?" He says, "I turned the TV off in disgust, and I went out and raked the leaves." 40,001 fans missed out on one of the greatest comebacks in franchise history, because somehow the Patriots got back the ball, and Tom Brady and the boys marched right down into the end zone in the last few seconds of the game. 40,001 fans missed out because they didn't stay to the end. You know, we sports fans usually pick our favorite teams by location. So the people in Detroit are stuck with Detroit teams, and that's why for many years the Detroit Lions fans had to wear paper bags over their heads because it was so bad. But that's not true with professionals, see? When you're a free agent, you choose the team that you want to be on. And of course, if you're a professional and you get to choose, you're going to choose the team that has the best resources, that has the best coaching, that has the best opportunities for you. So when Jesus said in the gospel today that my sheep hear my voice and follow me, what it means is that we sheep get to pick the flock. And of course we want to pick the right flock. We want to pick the flock with the best opportunities, the best resources, the best shepherd. That's why I read Scripture. Because it's my shepherd talking to me and giving me direction. That's why I come to church here. That's why we're here. This is the flock. This is our flock. Now, Jeremiah, in his book, makes this point. No matter what disasters may come your way, no matter how hard it might seem, you stay to the end. You make sure that you stay to the very end. Because God loves to win against all the odds.